Good evening and welcome to another in a series of KRFP candidates forums. Tonight we have a Democratic candidate for Latah County Commission, Stephen Cook. His opponent is Republican Richard Walzer. Stephen Cook is in the studio. Richard Walzer has declined the invitation to come in and speak with listeners for an hour. So this program will last a half hour just with Stephen Cook. And listeners can call in with questions for Stephen Cook at 208-892-9200. That's 892-9200. Cook and Walzer are running for the commission seat being vacated by Democrat Jennifer Barrett, who is not running for re-election. The winner will serve a two-year term. It's called the District 1 seat, and that the districts are for candidate pools only. Every Latah County voter can vote in all Latah County commission races. The other commissioner candidate this year is incumbent Republican Dave McGraw, who is running unopposed and is expected to serve a four-year term after being reelected. The winners this year will join Democrat Tom Stroshine on the county commission. Stroshine has 2 years remaining in his four-year term. Before we get talking to Stephen Cook, we'll have, I'll just announce a couple other forums. A week from tonight, Tuesday, October 30th, we'll have the two Latah County sheriff's candidates in our studios here at KRFP, Republican incumbent Wayne Rausch and Democrat Keith Wilson. That's Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:30 p.m., also taking your phone calls. We have invited the candidates in the three District 5 legislative races to the KRFP studios for head-to-head call-in forums as well. So far, we've had a forum last week with incumbent Democrat Shirley Ringo and Republican Ken DeVries running for House Seat 5B. Audio is available for download on the Radio Free Moscow website if you want to listen to that one-hour forum. We've been calling the candidates in the other races. So far, Democratic House Seat 5A candidate Paulette Jordan and Senate incumbent Democrat Dan Schmidt have agreed to appear on call-in forums. Those will be scheduled for next week. We have not heard back from their opponents, Republican Gresham Bauma in the Senate race and Republican Cindy Agidius in the House Seat 5A race. We're hoping to hear back from them. And if we do and we schedule them, they'll be appearing in one-hour forums next week. Otherwise, we'll have the candidates who have agreed to come on in half-hour forums next week. There's also interviews with 8 of the 10 local candidates in contested races on the Radio Free Moscow website. Once again, we haven't heard back from Gresham Bauma or Cindy Agidius yet for interviews, which are normally aired during the newscasts, and you can also find those on the Radio Free Moscow website. Those are sort of shorter interviews that we do sort of to introduce the candidates. Okay, so we'll say hello to Stephen Cook, and welcome to the KRFP studios, and why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself, why you're running for Latah County Commissioner.
Well, thank you, Lee. I'm honored to be here and have a chance to chat with you and your audience about my candidacy for county commissioner. A little bit about myself. I was raised on a dairy farm in Vermont. I'm a retired University of Idaho agricultural economist. I taught and did research in agricultural and rural development, and I also taught classes in public finance and land economics. I've done consulting with the U.S. Dry Pea and Lentil Council. I was on the U of I Faculty Council and, in fact, was vice chair of the Faculty Council. I was a member of the Latah Economic Development Council back in the 90s. I have conducted a statewide extension program on public finance, in particular the 1% Initiative. I was part of the advisory working group to the EPA on setting national drinking water standards, in particular the maximum level of arsenic that was allowable. And I have a background training in conflict resolution. So that's a resume in brief.
Okay, that's Stephen Cook, candidate for Latah County Commissioner. His opponent is Republican Richard Walzer, and we will hear from him briefly tonight. I have a clip from him at the AARP Forum, which was held at the University in Best Western on Friday, and he's talking about the paramedics issue. So we'll play that, and we'll get Stephen Cook to respond. And also, if you have a question for candidate Stephen Cook, the phone number is 892-9200. We'll dispense with the one-minute limit on the answers to questions, and we'll sort of just have a conversation, although we'll try and get as many calls in as we can and take them in the order they come in. That's 892-9200. So here's Richard Walzer.
My position on the paramedic issue is what it's always been. This is a question that the commissioners have to decide, not the candidates for commissioners. And my guess is that in the near future, because of how much has happened on this issue, the future Board of Commissioners will probably be taking this up at some time, at which point I think it's important to get as much information from as many people as you can. Certainly the EMS personnel, the EMT volunteers should be front and center on this, but anybody that needs a comment and has knowledge in this area, should be that advice should be sought out. The commissioners would need to conduct open and public hearings. Then from that, hopefully would come a discussion where some conclusions and some suggestions can be drawn. This idea of one person thinking they know best versus everybody else, going in with guns blazing, shooting first, asking questions later. Dr. Cook may be retired from teaching, but he can still teach. He's given us a tutorial on what not to do. There's been a lot of upset. These people that are our volunteers, they're the best among us. They donate their time. Some put in their own money, and they should not have had to go through this. So hopefully we can carry on from this point and get some constructive thought on this. Thank you.
So candidate Richard Walzer was commenting on what he sees as a proposal by you to form a paramedic district in Latah County. So Stephen Cook, what do you say about that?
Well, my opponent seems very well skilled in criticism, and he has called my ideas stupid, and he is quoted in the press as being extremely sarcastic about the things that I've done. So that seems to be what he's very good at, and if that's what you think the kind of skills that are needed for the county commissioner, then I'd say he's your man. But if you want someone who can analyze problems, try to generate alternative solutions, and then help work through a group process to come up with a solution that meets the needs and the interests of the stakeholders, then I think that I would be your person to vote for on November 6th.
Well, what do you think needs to be done with the paramedic situation in the county? I know there's a different districts around the county or different groups that take care of people that ambulances go to meet.
The paramedic program is only available through Moscow EMS or Emergency Medical Service. They're the only ones that currently have training of people at that level, and the Moscow EMS service can provide paramedics if they're required. A paramedic is required when you have a life-threatening medical emergency. And what distinguishes a paramedic, at least to me, is that if the procedures they do are done poorly, then they can in fact make the situation worse. So you need a high level of training to make sure that that doesn't happen. Now, a couple of problems are associated with paramedics. One is that they're very highly trained, about 1,500 hours of training. It takes about 18 months of training to become a paramedic, and it's quite expensive, between $10,000 and $15,000 to get that training. And in Latah County, they are volunteers, and other communities pay paramedics, and the salaries are, I would assume, range from, say, $40,000 to $60,000 a year. So we're essentially asking our paramedics to forego their salary so that we can have them available when we have a medical emergency. Not surprisingly, if you can make between $60,000 and $40,000 a year with your services, then you will go where you can earn that kind of money, and that's the problem we've been having. We have a hard time hanging on to our paramedics. And in fact, if you've been following along in the daily news in this topic, two of the paramedics that were part of the Moscow EMS are being sued by Moscow EMS to pay back the money that Moscow EMS paid them for their training before their three-year contract was up.
Okay. Well, that's Stephen Cook in the studio. And the phone number, by the way, if you have a question for Stephen Cook, is 892-9200. That's 892-9200. If he's in the middle of answering a question, I'll just connect the line. You can listen, and then we'll address the caller at an appropriate breaking point. I have a couple questions on my list here at the moment, and one of them is, what can county commissioners do to improve internet connectivity in the rural parts of the county? I know improving internet connectivity is one of the major planks in your candidate's platform.
It is. There are two specific things that county commissioners can do, and that is allow easements for fiber optic cable along county roads, and the other is to allow zoning for the microwave towers. More generally, however, I think local governments, particularly county governments, can provide feedback to state and federal officials who are responsible for regulations associated with internet service to explain whether the county commissioners think that those regulations are working well. And I would argue that microwave and fiber optic are competing with each other in the rural areas when, in fact, they should be cooperating. It should be more like a public utility and regulated as such, because rural areas are just lucky to have internet service at all, and you would like to have the availability of both because both have strengths and weaknesses.
And besides internet connectivity, what are some of the other things that can be done to spur economic development in the county?
Well, I like to think that if you can have high-speed internet so that it's synchronous, that it's as fast going up as it is coming down, and if you can have that is affordable, available, and the type that's needed, and if you can have paramedic services for the rural areas so that, say, retirees or employers and their employees and their families know that if they have a medical emergency, they will have the kind of medical training they need, that kind of thing provides the incentive for businesses and for retirees to move into rural areas, which helps rural areas capture the economic benefits of that. The third plank is not directly related to economic development, but it is indirectly, and that is to have easy-to-understand county budgets. I think when businesses move into an area, they want to know if the county is well-run and is running efficiently, and you can trust that your tax dollars are being well-spent. And part of the way you would know that is if you could look at a county budget and see if there's good accountability, if there's good efficiency, and if there's productivity. And in order to do that, you need a well-formatted budget. And I think we have a ways to go in Latah County.
Democrat Stephen Cook is running for Latah County Commission. His opponent is Republican Richard Walzer. The phone number at the station, if you have a question for Stephen Cook, is 892-9200. My question, what are your thoughts on the zoning process in the county? Does anything need to be changed there?
Well, my understanding is in zoning that they're going through a rethinking process about rural residential zoning in the county. And what I would like is for there to be a coordinated effort between the commissioners, the Zoning Commission, and the Economic Development Council so that we all sort of more or less agree on the direction the county wants to move in, so that zoning laws, commissioners' policies and budgets, and economic development programs and recruiting sort of dovetail nicely, so that we need to be talking, we need to be thinking, we need to have a unified vision that we sort of are all sort of working toward.
What about things such as mitigating dust, noise, and other aspects of businesses in rural sections of the county? Usually those are dealt with under a conditional use permit, although the terms of the permits tend to vary from case to case. And so this might concern, say, rock quarries or lately shooting ranges near Potlatch.
Sure. Well, I mean, obviously you want to have, like in the city, the zoning is essentially the city government for the unincorporated areas of the county. You want to try to have a separation between rural residential zoning in the county and industrial activity in the county. And you want to have a separation so that both groups can provide the jobs and income on the business side and can have the high quality of life that you can have in Latah County, since it's such a beautiful area on the residential side, and to work out the compromises that we need to have in order to make both of those possible.
Okay. How do county commissioners work with the two highway districts in the county? Do commissioners have any authority or, say over how roads are maintained?
In Idaho code, as I understand it, the commissioners have the authority over their highways, and they can decide whether they want to spin that off into highway districts. In Latah County, we have done that so that we have a north and south Latah County highway districts. And essentially, they're autonomous groups that have their own funding source, their own elected boards, and they make decisions relative to county roads. And I'm not familiar with any particular communication or even any particular problems between county commissioners and the highway districts at this time.
Okay, yeah, I know we used to vote for the highway commissioners in August. I guess with election consolidation, they'll be voted on, I don't know, maybe there's an election this year in November. I have no idea.
No, highway district on the ballot that I...
Okay, good enough. You've examined every last race on the ballot. We're with Stephen Cook here at the KRFP studios. He's running against Richard Walzer for Latah County Commissioner. The phone number is 892-9200 if you have any questions for him. We'd like to light up the phone lines like we did with the DeVries and Ringo candidates forum. Maybe you've got a question. 892-9200. Do you think county commissioners should have the more rights to levy taxes in their respective Idaho counties? I know Idaho state code limits that greatly.
Are you referring to the tax caps that they put on levies?
Oh, yeah.
Essentially, local government has the property tax to use to provide services. It's a problematic tax because it's independent of your income, and people really don't, especially people on fixed incomes, find that very onerous. But it's what you have at the local level. What I would encourage is that the state government provide more revenue sharing, because state government is actually in a much better position to raise revenue from sales and income tax. And income tax in particular is more based on ability to pay. And local services could benefit from having revenue sharing from the state government, so to take the burden off from property tax. The current push at the legislature is going to be over personal property. And I'm actually in favor of taking personal property off the tax rolls. But it's a tricky issue in this sense, because what's called personal property actually has two elements. One is the personal property that is assessed at the local level. And then there is something called operating property that's assessed at the state level. Now, I would be okay with taking a personal property off from things assessed at the local level, but the state level operating property, I think, should still be taxed. They're very different. Essentially, the state does the assessed value of the utilities, and it seems to me utilities should pay their fair share, whereas the personal property portion of it is sort of a nuisance tax on equipment that businesses own that's hard to administer and doesn't raise that much money.
Okay, so how would you deal with the argument that, property taxes are considered more progressive, and that things like sales tax is more regressive, and therefore the state would have to levy more sales tax, which impacts the poor disproportionately?
Yeah, that is the argument. Excuse me. What the legislature has been doing, actually, is to reduce the rates on the income tax so that the whole tax system is coming less progressive. When I first got here in Idaho about 26 years ago, Idaho had one of the more progressive tax systems in the country, and primarily because its income tax was relatively progressive. And since I've been here, there's been an erosion of that progressivity. I guess I would encourage the legislature to move in the opposite direction that they've been moving in, and that is to maintain or reestablish that progressivity. And allow more high-income people to pay a larger share, essentially, is what progressivity does. But they can do that because they have higher incomes. That's what is being suggested at the national level, and it would work equally well, it seems to me, at the state level.
Yeah, I saw you at a League of Women Voters forum, I think more than a year ago, and you were talking a lot about the state budgeting process and, I believe, declining allocations for health care and education in the state. And at the time, I thought you might end up being a candidate for legislature, but you've decided to run for a county commission. Any comments on that?
Well, when races were being decided, I was actually vice chair of the Latah County Democrats and wasn't running for anything. And Kurt Obermeyer, who was the candidate, decided that he couldn't afford the time and meet the commitments that he had. And the party was looking for someone to fill in, and they asked me, and I agreed.
Okay, we're with Stephen Cook in the KRFP studios. The phone number is 892-9200. We're only going to be on for a little while longer, up to the top of the hour, basically. So if you have any questions for Stephen Cook, he's running for Latah County Commission. His Republican opponent is Richard Walzer. The number is 892-9200. It's 892-9200. Does the county need a noise ordinance? There was some rumblings a couple years ago, I think, from the Sheriff's Department about that.
Is that relative to firing ranges and rock crushing, that sort of thing, Lee?
That proposal seemed to be for any noise. It seemed to be would be determined by the police officer in the field whether the noise was objectionable or not, and not whether the decibels were not using decibel measurements. So I think it would pertain to music, and from what I remember, the proposal would exempt industrial noises, actually.
Well, I don't have a policy on noise ordinance in the county. The irony is that people want to live in rural areas to the freedom of essentially doing what they want, noise presumably being one of them, but there is obviously a limit, and when you start infringing on the rights of others, then you have to sort of reconcile that difference. I would be in favor of doing that in the least intrusive way possible to the satisfaction of both parties.
Okay, KRFP Moscow, 892-9200. Not getting a whole lot of action on the phones tonight. Maybe just because we only have one candidate in the studios. But the number is 892-9200. Last, Stephen Cook, any ideas on county management or funding of parks in the county?
Well, issue associated with that is more of a state-level issue, and that is the Cedar Grove on Moscow Mountain. It would be very nice if that could become either a state or county park. It's currently part of the land management system of the state government, which has a requirement of raising revenue for schools. And so that has been managed, at least in the recent currently and in the recent past, by the county actually making contributions to the state fund in lieu of essentially cutting the trees down. It seems to me it would be very important to keep that Cedar Grove on Moscow Mountain as intact as possible and continue it into the future and actually become a focal point of, say, education and recreation in the county. I would really like to see that problem be resolved and have it as a resource for our county in the future.
Okay, what about the idea of an Idaho Bureau of Homeland Security communications tower at the summit of Moscow Mountain? We aren't absolutely sure, although it seems like that issue has gone away because it was a couple years ago they were proposing it, and now it seems like the law enforcement has put filters on the current repeaters at West Twin, so maybe there is no need for that tower. But what were your thoughts when that was coming up?
Well, I know from going around the EMS services that there is a problem in the county with emergency services communicating with each other. And it has to do with the towers and the associated interference with the various uses of that. I'm not familiar with the technology exactly. They tend to interfere with each other. It's very important that they not interfere with each other, especially for the emergency communication. And those problems have not been worked out to the satisfaction of the people I've been talking to in the county. It's a problem. I don't have a solution for that. That's a very big issue in the sheriff's race, and I would suggest that your callers ask the sheriff's candidates when they're here on the 30th to address that very issue, because that does need to be taken care of.
Okay, we've got Stephen Cook in the studios. The phone number is 892-9200. Where are those callers? Let's see. County funding for the arts. Does the county have a role doing that? I know budgets are tight now. Is that something the county should be doing?
I don't see why we couldn't make a modest contribution to the arts. I think Moscow's the heart of the arts. The county residents benefit from that. A modest contribution, it seems to me, would be in order. I would certainly support that.
Okay. The ice rink lease at the Latah County Fairgrounds just recently signed. What's your opinion on that?
I'm in favor of the ice rink. I think that's an evolving and very useful way to use that resource in the county.
Okay. Well, the phone number is 892-9200. Oh, another park. Virgil Phillips Farm Park is owned by the city but managed under a contract with the county. It's a pretty modest contract, but the county does maintain it. Any thoughts on that city-owned park that the county does the work on?
I think that's a very nice resource that the county has. Loreca Stauber was very instrumental in setting up, and I a little bit like the Cedar Grove on Moscow Mountain, these are just very nice resources for our county to have, and I would encourage their continued development and use.
Okay. Do you have any comments on the proposed Laksa land exchange, in which the Forest Service would exchange up to 28,000 acres of Forest Service land in Latah and Clearwater counties, among other northern Idaho tracts, for land owned in a checkerboard pattern by the company Western Pacific Timber, located along the Bitterroot Divide, and Western Pacific would take ownership of these other more westerly Forest Service tracts? I know the county commissioners have weighed in on this before.
It's a very curious public policy issue, because I have yet to meet someone who is in favor of that land exchange. So my question is, why does it keep coming up? Where is the impetus for this? If I had to guess, that it's coming very high up in either the Forest Service or even probably more correctly in our legislative delegation in Washington.
Indeed. Okay, so this is KRFP Moscow. We're winding down. I think what we'll do is give Stephen Cook a chance to sort of make some closing comments, as is sort of the habit during candidates' forums. And if it looks like we aren't going to get any calls tonight, so we'll just go with a closing comment or two from you, and then we'll wrap up.
I'm Steve Cook. I'm running for Latah County Commissioner to replace Jennifer Barrett, who is retiring. I'm running for County Commissioner because there are some problems in the county that I'd like to try to help solve. I would like there to be broadband accessible internet in the county. I would like there to be seamless emergency medical response in the county, including paramedics. And I'd like there to be easy to understand county budgets. And it seems to me we can have that with my commitment to cooperation, leadership, and experience, and your vote. What's standing in my way is my opponent. My opponent seems like a very nice man, but he's a man who doesn't seem to want to do his homework. He talks about having good judgment, but I would argue that good judgment depends on the ability to identify problems, to generate alternative solutions, and then judgment comes in to select between best alternatives. And in my view, he has not been able to do that. What he tends to do instead is to criticize, name call, and to be sarcastic. And I don't think those are good characteristics for a county commissioner. I would like to think that my problem-solving ability and work in economic development, public finance, and land economics would be more suitable for a county commissioner, and I ask for your vote.
Okay, our guest today on the second of a series of candidates forums for 2012 here on KRFP Moscow has been Steve Cook. He's a Democrat running for Latah County Commission, District 1. His opponent is Republican Richard Walzer. Richard Walzer won the primary, the Republican primary, over Tom Trail with 56% of the vote back in May. And they're both running for the commission seat being vacated by Democrat Jennifer Barrett, who is not running for re-election. The winner will serve a two-year term. The other commissioner candidate this year is incumbent Republican Dave McGraw, who is running unopposed, and he'll be getting a four-year term for each district, which the districts are for candidate pools only, and all Latah County voters can vote in all Latah County Commission races. The terms are alternated between 2 and 4 year terms. The winners this year will join Democrat Tom Stroshine on the county commission. Stroshine has 2 years remaining in his 4 year term. We have a radio call-in forum next week, Tuesday, October 30th, when we'll have the two Latah County Sheriff's candidates in the studios, Republican incumbent Wayne Roush and Democrat Keith Wilson. That is Tuesday, 6:30 to 7:30, taking your calls right here on Radio Free Moscow. We've also invited the candidates in the three District 5 legislative races to the KRFP studios for head-to-head call-in forums. So far, we've had a forum last week with incumbent Democrat Shirley Ringo and Republican Ken DeVries running for seat 5A in the legislature. The district is Latah and Benoit counties in their entireties. Audio available for download on the Radio Free Moscow website. We've also been calling the candidates in the other races. So far, Democratic House seat 5A candidate Paulette Jordan and Senate incumbent Democrat Dan Schmidt have agreed to appear on call-in forums next week. We'll be announcing the dates of those. We have not heard back from Republican Gresham Bauma in the Senate race and Republican Cynthia Gideous in the House seat 5A race. We hope to hear from them. If we do, we'll set up one-hour forums for call-ins on those races. Otherwise, we'll do a half-hour forums with the single candidates who wants to come in. There's also interviews with 8 of the 10 candidates running in local contested races on the Radio Free Moscow website. You can search for the names of the candidates and listen to those. Those run around 8 to 12 minutes long each. And we may have some later with Cynthia Gideous and Gresham Bauma if they return our phone calls. Anyway, you've been listening to KRFP Moscow. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll be back next week with another candidates forum on Tuesday night.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.